Our City Fave. City Fave today is Table Mountain, and we are very, very excited to welcome Wahida Parker, the Managing Director of the Table Mountain Aerial Cableway. Remember, City Fave is the segment that belongs to you. Well, the whole show belongs to you, but this is the one where if you'd like to send me and our team, or rather our team, any ideas about your favorite walkway, your favorite school teacher, your favorite business owner, your favorite shoe repair person. In fact, we have to do Roxhol soon. Your favorite hiking path. That's what this segment is for. We want to create a nice little compendium of fantastic Cape Town and surrounds-esque things that we love about the city that we can pull together. And today, of course, we would be remiss if we did not focus on our wonderful Table Mountain.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolata
on Cape Talk.
It's an auspicious occasion for us to do so, of course, because Table Mountain has once again won Africa's leading tourist attraction award, which is weird in a year when there have been no tourists. Wahida Parker, Managing Director of the Table Mountain Aerial Cableway, how are you doing? Congratulations.
Thank you, Refilo. I'm obviously on top of the mountain this morning, feeling so chuffed. And let's not forget that the city has always also been voted the most attractive city in the world.
Correct.
Sorry, in Africa. So it's a double win for us.
That's fantastic. It really is fantastic. And of course, the city as well as the mountain, these are really our God-given. I mean, it's not like we did anything, but you know, we are given this wonderful gift. But at the same time, you and your team manage a really smooth operation. I know it's been difficult the past year because Table Mountain tends to benefit very much from international tourism. I bet you're excited for the coming season now that we're off red lists and people are starting to come in and we're getting vaccinated.
I am super excited. I think it's fantastic that as a country we've pulled together, the vaccination numbers are going up, and we're still urging people, in light of the fact that there is this fourth wave looming, to try and stick to our protocols, to wear our masks, to respect social distancing, and to sanitize. We can't let go of that now. We cannot derail all the good work that has gone into making sure that travel and tourism starts up again.
Certainly. And you've also now recently launched the hashtag The Cableway Loves Local. Tell us a little bit about that campaign.
This is about, you know, combining experiences with other city-based experiences and to offer our locals especially one ticket to go and experience. For example, we did something with Coco Safar. We're doing something with Grit Constantia, the Sky Hotel, the Galileo Open Air Theater, so that people can actually make a day or a half a day of it. And it's really just to bring back that joy of being outdoors, of enjoying what this beautiful city has to offer us.
Incredible stuff. I really am. I wanted to also say a belated happy birthday. It was the Table Mountain's birthday on the 4th of October. I think 92 this year.
92 years of operation.
Grand old lady.
And if we bring home this coveted title of leading attraction of the world, what an incredible birthday gift that would be. But Rufiwe, I don't want our listeners to forget. We've also been nominated for the very first time in 92 years as the leading cable car of
the world.
That's right. And, you know, just the thought of winning that and knowing what it did to tourism when Table Mountain was named one of the new seven wonders of nature, I am hugely optimistic that we can bring this one home.
I believe so too. And also the world tourist attraction. You listen, Wahida, I want to tell you, my family's been flying to Cape Town since I was like 1 or 2 years old. I recall being 10 years old in the old cable car, the one that you have a model of, opposite the entrance.
Yeah.
That's right. Listen, we have come a long way.
and it's incredible.
Just from a practical perspective, it is COVID-19, as you said, we want to be careful. How are you managing the cable car itself? It is, of course, itself a tight space.
We've, according to the regulation, we've reduced the number of passengers in the car, so we can only load 50% of capacity. And we take out the windows. So the cable car itself has removable windows to ensure for better circulation of air. And our staff are incredible at kind of making especially foreign visitors aware of the mask. Many of them no longer have to wear masks.
Where they're coming from, that's right.
And when they get here, you know, there's a little bit, wow, you know, I've been vaccinated, why do I need to wear a mask? But it takes a little bit of careful education to say, these are our regulations, our protocols, please can you abide with them without detracting from their visit.
Fantastic. Wahida Parker, welcoming as always. So excited. Congratulations. Happy birthday. Looking forward to seeing you. Happy holidays. There's so much to say when you're speaking about the grand old lady, Table Mountain, managing director of the Table Mountain Aerial Cableway, Wahida Parker.